Chapter 2. The High Street. The next building of interest is another half-timbered, Tudor-style building. Now occupied by a clothing store, it started the 20th century as something rather different. Originally the site of two older buildings, these were pulled down, and a new cinematograph palace was unveiled to the people of Winchester in 1913. Designed by Greenwood of Southampton, the cinema was the height of luxury at the time, and was the only cinema in the High Street before competition forced it to close in 1936. If the shop is open, do take the time to explore inside, as halfway towards the back, if you look up, there is a wonderful open circular balcony with a beautiful chandelier and a galleried staircase at the rear of the store. Next door, to the right of the picture house, is the building that until 1991 housed the Hampshire Chronicle, Winchester's local broadsheet newspaper. This glorious building is a fine example of a Georgian double-bow-fronted facade, and it dates from 1788, although buildings on the site can be dated back as far as the 1300s. Jacob and Johnson moved the Hampshire Chronicle here in 1788 from Southampton, where its first edition was published on the 24th of August 1772, one of the oldest in England. The Chronicle was also printed on-site here for a long time, in its own works, at the rear of the site. Today the building has been sympathetically converted into a restaurant, and it's well worth a peek inside, or you may decide to stop for a bite to eat. As you pass through, spare a glance at the niche on the building's left-hand corner, where the restaurant's menus are shown today. This is where the latest edition of the Hampshire Chronicle used to be displayed, in the days when most people couldn't afford to buy their own copy. Slightly further uphill, the pedestrian area stops at the junction, and the road to the right is Jewry Street. Records show that Jewry Street has been in existence from around the end of the 9th century as the main road to Southampton and the continent. It's known that some of the local Jewish population came from Normandy and were well established by the 12th century. This was a prosperous area, and there was a Jewish school and several public and private synagogues nearby. Sadly, no records exist of their whereabouts today. Their financial skills were both a blessing and a curse. Keen to borrow money from them, local barons and people loathed and feared them too, and sometimes this festering flood of emotions spilled over. In both 1192 and 1232, for example, Jews were executed in Winchester for supposedly having martyred Christian children to provide blood for Paschal rites. A boy was purportedly crucified on each occasion, but in 1192 they are listed as false charges, with details lacking, and in 1232 the phrase details lacking occurs again. One wonders how thoroughly these alleged murders were investigated at the time. These ritual murders were claimed to have occurred throughout England, and were one of the main reasons King John gave for expelling all Jews from England in 1290. Further up the hill again, Southgate Street enters the High Street from the left. On the far corner is the site of the former Black Swan Hotel, which in turn replaced the 15th century Black Swan Inn. You will see what remains of the Black Swan statue itself above the corner of the building. Sadly, its head disappeared some time ago. The current building dates from about 1934, but the previous Black Swan Hotel does have a secure place in literary history. A certain Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson met a Miss Hunter there whilst investigating The Adventure of the Copper Beeches. The hotel is described as an inn of repute in the High Street, although exactly what sort of repute, Conan Doyle doesn't specify.